I'm speaking with Linda Lebo. She is the chair of the Soybean Festival, the Norburn Soybean Festival, and it is coming up again this weekend. And Linda, thank you for your time, first off.
Thank you for letting me be here.
Oh, our pleasure. And Linda, we know you're a busy person, so we're just going to pick your brain a little bit here for a couple minutes. But tell us, what is setting this year's Soybean Festival apart from the ones previous?
Well, we've got a few new things added, and we're excited about an addition to a Christian youth concert or Christian music concert on Friday evening. That's going to make an impact on us. And we've got some exciting talent for the stage show on Friday evening. And, of course, the Knicks homegrown hometown ha-ha show is always something new. We're going to honor the American Legion and Auxiliary from Norburn at our opening. And we're also going to recognize the Carroll County Farm Bureau for their 100 years of service.
Amazing, 100 years.
100 years, that's great.
That is great. And tell us, Linda, what are some of the things people can do to find out more, and who do they where do they go? When does the event start?
The events actually start on tonight, Thursday evening. We have an opening, and the carnival will open tonight. And then Friday, we bill as our family fun day, and the games start at 9 o'clock in the morning. And we'll continue throughout the day until 4 in the afternoon. We'll conclude with a watermelon eating contest. And then the Lions Club offer a fish fry on Friday night and a pork chop dinner on Saturday night at their cook shack. The carnival's offering armbands each evening from 6 until 10. There's a stage show at the school at 7 on Friday night, which feature a lot of local talents with their music abilities and songs and what have you. And then on Saturday night, again, is like the ha-ha show. And this year, the Lions Club is offering two dances on Friday and Saturday, which feature local people, the J Street Bands playing on Friday night and Teacher's Pet on Saturday night.
Great. And is it wrapping up Saturday night? Are there any activities for Sunday?
We conclude on Saturday night.
Okay, great. And once again, is there a place people can contact for more information or a website possibly?
There is a website.
Okay, great. And then we'll direct people to that one. And do they need to call the chamber or anything else if they need more information?
No, if they need to, they can call Norburn at my house if we're in there, and they can leave a message, or they can call Norburn City Hall and ask them if there's something specific going on.
Okay. And Linda, is there anything else you have to share with our listeners about the Soybean Festival?
No, we just hope people will join us. We're excited. 1982 was our first festival, so we are excited about continuing that tradition.
Absolutely. Thank you, Linda Lebo. She is the chair of the Norburn Soybean Festival going on this weekend.
Thank you.